Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A BNSF train and an 18-wheeler truck collided in Cameron, Texas, causing a large explosion and fire. According to Milam County Judge Steve Young, the crash happened before 7 a.m. Tuesday. Young says the 18-wheeler hit the train, causing 14 train cars to derail. However, the driver of the 18-wheeler survived, and all personnel on the train are okay. The wife of notorious longtime drug kingpin El Chapo on Tuesday was ordered held without bond pending trial, one day after she was arrested at Dulles International Airport for alleged international drug trafficking. 31-year-old Emma Espiro faces a charge of conspiracy to distribute 1 kilogram or more of heroin, 5 kilograms or more of cocaine, 1,000 kilograms or more of marijuana, and 500 grams or more of methamphetamines. President Trump has submitted a statement of appeal to an oversight board funded by Facebook in a bid to rejoin the platform. The decision is expected to take around 2.5 months. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In a bill that experts say will take our children and grandchildren to pay back, the exuberant $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill has many critics. Ohio USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki reports.
The House will vote on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package this Friday, according to the House Majority Leader. Representative Steny Hoyer said that the bill will come to the House floor Friday morning with a vote to follow. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he was disappointed that Democrats would try to ram a partisan COVID bill through.
As you know, 10 of our members actually went down, met with the president, and talked about a more narrow, targeted approach. The message was that they were not interested in doing it that way. They're going to try to muscle us through on a totally partisan basis. And I think I can safely speak for most of my members that we think this is dramatically more money than is required at this particular juncture.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A New York woman wanting to start a family has turned down the COVID-19 vaccine because not enough information is known about the vaccine. The personal decision cost her her job. Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg reports.
A woman said she was fired from her server job at a New York City restaurant over not yet wanting to get the coronavirus vaccine, which the restaurant said was a requirement. Bonnie Jacobson, fired from the Red Hook Tavern in Brooklyn after she told management she wanted to hold off because she and her husband are trying to have a child and it's unclear if the vaccines could have any impact on that. Jacobson, being labeled an anti-vaxxer, but according to psychologist Adam Grant, he tells me sometimes people just want more information, and for that, they're labeled as anti-this or anti-that.
If you're somebody who has some legitimate fears about the side effects of vaccines, and you have a choice between being a vaccine believer or a vaccine skeptic, you're going to probably go to the skeptical side. And what's missing in there is the fact that this is a bell curve, right? Most people are somewhere in the middle saying, look, I don't necessarily want to give every vaccine ever invented to every single newborn on the day that they enter the world. And if I have to be forced to choose one extreme or the other, you might not like where I land. What we want to do is we want to see the shades of gray.
The COVID-19 vaccine is not mandatory at this time. Once we know more about the vaccine, it's possible that it will become mandatory. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and see what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Hump Day, America. It is Wednesday, February the 24th. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Jim Dennison is with us. Dr. Jim is the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, podcaster. And, boy, we've got lots to talk about, especially in the midst of a crisis, what's been going on across our country, particularly in Texas. Once again, Dr. Dennison, you write that character counts, right?
It really does. Bill, so glad to be on with you today. Grateful to have the privilege of the conversation. So the point here is that you want to get prepared for the crisis before it happens. And that's obviously what didn't happen in my home state a week ago. A week ago, the temperature was 70 degrees lower than it was yesterday. My wife and I spent most of the week home in front of our gas fireplace and just grateful to have gas. Even today, Bill, I mean, here we are a week later, and there's still as many as 8 million Texans without clean water, as many as 300,000 without power. They know with 58 fatalities so far, and that number is going to climb in coming weeks. It really was an unprecedented crisis for which we clearly weren't prepared.
Well, you know, relevant to, and I understand, you know, government and the way they handle things, all the bureaucracy, they handle it in the means, not necessarily in the extremes. When extremes happen, whether it's a pandemic or natural disasters like this that we've experienced over the years, we get really exposed that we're ill-prepared on top of a failing infrastructure and everything else that is, you know, that the bureaucracy has been trying to manage. Is that part and parcel of the condition that we're dealing with?
That's exactly right. We're at a situation where we have an aging infrastructure to begin with. The infrastructure is made up by 10 or 12 different energy contributors, everything from wind to solar to nuclear to gas to coal, all of that, each of which have their own challenges when the weather gets down below zero, something that hardly ever happens here. First time we've ever had a weather crisis in every one of the 254 counties of Texas. So there was no place they could count on to draw power from that wasn't part of this crisis, and that was unprecedented. And so, yeah, we're not here to be critical so much as we're here to learn from what happened so we can make sure if this happens again, we're better prepared in the future. And that's the larger lesson for all of us, is to be ready for the crisis before the crisis comes, because if you wait till then, it's too late.
Exactly. And that's the lesson of life, isn't it? I mean, we've learned along the way. I tell the kids all the time, experience defines preference. What do we learn? You know, as one historian said, the sad commentary about history is we don't learn from history. And that's humanity's condition, isn't it?
It really is. We say history repeats itself, but it's really historians that repeat themselves. One point I can make, though, that may be helpful a little bit at this point. I came across this years ago in a philosophy textbook in a seminary class. Human nature doesn't change, which is why the Bible's still relevant. Here I was thinking I had to make the Bible relevant, but I don't.
Right.
Human nature doesn't change. I'm still dealing with the same problems my great-great-great-grandparents were. So all we have to do is show the relevance of the Bible to the abiding human condition, and then God's Word by God's Spirit speaks into the issues of the day because they're the same issues we've always faced.
Exactly. You got to think that if a God-ordained king... he was ordained with the wisdom of the ages. God said there will be none like Solomon, who said there's nothing new under the sun. That's quite clear, isn't it?
It really is clear, isn't it? And for the wisest man that ever lived to know that is something you and I can learn from as well. And therefore, what's happened in the past is going to happen in the future. It'll be different versions of the same story, but it's still going to happen. I was in a car accident back a number of years ago that no one paid attention to. Tiger Woods' car accident, of course, is leading the news, and understandably so. But it's the same physics. It's the same mortality. It's the same reality that we're all facing, and we have to be prepared for before the crisis comes.
Exactly. And in both cases, thank God both of you are going to survive. What will ultimately happen with Tiger and his career is yet to be seen. I mean, when you have pins and all kinds of metal being installed in your legs here, boy, this makes for a very difficult recovery. It's not going to be an overnight process, even somebody with his athletic ability, because he's also dealing with, Father Time, isn't he?
He really is. My youngest son, who played basketball in high school, was playing in a fraternity game in college and stepped on an ankle and broke his leg, snapped the tibia and the fibia. They had to run a rod down through to reconnect the foot to the leg, essentially. And I remember what that rehab was like. It was 6 weeks. He couldn't touch the ground with it. And then all the physical therapy on the other side to be able to recover use of the leg and all of that. And that didn't involve the ankle, didn't involve the rest of the injuries that Tiger Woods had. And he wasn't trying to be a world-class golfer. And so we don't know what's going to be on the other side of all of this. One thing I'm praying for, Bill, I will say, having followed Tiger's career over the years, I'm praying because I believe God redeems all he allows. I'm praying for God to redeem this relative not only to Tiger but to his influence in the spiritual context. Again, to remind us all that we all are one day closer to eternity than ever before, and we all need to be ready for that whenever it comes because it could happen to any of us.
Without a doubt. Getting back to what's happened there in your home state, the amazing stories, in fact, it was just reported earlier in the week, how retailers have come together and offered some comfort. Restaurants, there was a disruption in the computer and being able to check people out, grocery stores, and people just saying, hey, look, just go. We need to get you out of harm's way. Just God bless, take your food, or come on in. We've got a retail operation here. We've got plenty of mattresses lying around. Hey, mi casa es su casa, right?
That was one of my favorite stories. There's a very strong Christian down in Houston named Jim McElvain that runs one of the best-known furniture companies down there. And he's on TV all the time. He's opened his stores in the past when they've been hurricane victims, that sort of thing. They're uniquely set up. They've got beds. They've got couches. They had energy. They had water. They had the ability to bring in food and to care. They had restrooms. They had facilities. So he just opened up his massive furniture store to anybody that needed warmth and wanted to come. It was a perfect setup for it, and he did this because he said he was driving to church on Valentine's Day. He drove past a cop covering up the corpse of a homeless man who had frozen to death.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I've got to do something about this. And that's when he opened his store to the entire city. It's an example of a Christian using his resources and his influence to make an eternal difference in the midst of a temporal crisis.
You see, and these stories abound in our country, Jim. I mean, I think about where in other parts of the world do things like this happen? I'm sure they do. I mean, I hear stories, Voice of the Martyrs, and I read about what missionaries are experiencing there. But here in America, we still have the liberty to be able to do this for a retailer, to be able to open up the doors to offer some comfort to his fellow Texans. And this is built in, it seems, into the DNA of our humanity, and not only here in America. I don't want to say it's only for Americans, because we do hear stories around the world where there is compassion and empathy, and at the very heart of it is the imprint from God himself, is it not?
Exactly. We're made in the image of God, and we're representing the character of Christ when we do what you're describing today.
Well, I'll tell you, we're a blessed nation in so many ways. And my prayer, and I know yours as well, Dr. Jim Dennison, is that America would return to its first principles, that it would turn away from, you know, seeing things according to our own eyes, and that we would come and confess and reconcile ourselves to a holy and awesome God that only has great plans for us to do us good and not harm. May it be so. We've got more from Jim Dennison after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
It's what it's all about. Three most powerful words in the U.S. Constitution, and the idea of We the People, I mean, where did that come from? You know, when you really look at its origin, it really came and was inspired from the Word of God. That's what it's all about. It's because it points to self-responsibility. And that's when we operate at our highest, when we take individual responsibility. And, you know, as our founding fathers, you know, Benjamin Franklin was asked, hey, what kind of government, you know, do we have? He says, well, republic here, if we can keep it. And this is what's been going on from generation to generation as the baton has been passed on, as Ronald Reagan said, not through the bloodstream, Dr. Jim. It doesn't happen there. You know, it has to be a conscious, committed effort to take up the baton and carry on to the next generation of this democratic republic, right?
Democracy is one generation from extinction. We just have to keep that in mind constantly. These aren't kings that are passing down power to those that come after them. There are no guarantees here whatsoever. I was rewatching the movie Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis over the weekend, one of my favorite movies of all time. And there's that wonderful clip where he's supposed to be presiding over the raising of a flag. And so he takes off his top hat, he takes out his speech, and he reads it, and he says something to the effect of, I'm here to raise this flag, which if the mechanics work, I shall do. Whether it stays up or not is up to you.
Yep,
and I thought that's just so true, not just of a flag, but of all that it symbolizes, all it represents. And that's a unique role Christians can play in this culture, to be the salt and light in a culture that desperately needs both.
Well, you know, it's a little bit of the porridge story, you know, from the Apostle Paul when he got bad porridge. Give me the good stuff to dilute it. And I believe this is where we are right now. I don't know if you agree with this, Jim Dennison, but, you know, we have allowed the bloodstream of our politics and our culture to be so infiltrated with things that are not true, not right, not noble, not good. And we have been poisoned by this culture. And, you know, to your point, you know, like the Lincoln movie, how many other movies, how many great things out there that we need to, you know, bathe our minds and our thinkings with, just like what you shared with us in your commentary, even, you know, with Dak Prescott and Matthew McConaughey, how they joined the storm relief efforts there in Texas, and how many other stories that we may not even hear about, but are going to touch people generations down the road of, you know, and these are the kind of stories that America is filled with, that we can draw encouragement from, even in the midst of these chaotic and crazy times, because, as I say, but for God. And you know, that God is still on the throne.
He is still on his throne. That's exactly right. It's part of the reason, Bill, at the risk of sounding patronizing, I'm so grateful for what you do, is that you tell these stories. You tell us the good news that's out there in a way that can call us to be part of these stories, to make that story my story. If he did it, I can do it. If he opened his store, I can open my store. If he made a donation, I can make a donation. The Christian faith is really caught more than taught. It's seen before it's exhibited. I became a Christian at the age of 15 because I saw something in Christians I didn't have in me. I went to my Bible study teacher. I didn't say, how can I be saved or sanctified or justified? I said, how can I have what you have? And she led me to faith in Christ. It was the living faith that caused me to want what they had in my heart.
Well, Jim, it's kind of like you say. I mean, here we are in a chaotic time. The Bible warned us that the hearts of many would grow cold. Love would be absent. We have fear over love right now because of COVID. And in order to stand out, all it takes is a little bit of difference. You know, I was sharing with the kids one time, I said, you know, the difference between a baseball player, for example, professional baseball player that makes multiple millions of dollars. You know what the difference is between them and the everyday baseball player out there?
It's maybe 30 points on the batting average.
Well, almost.
One hit every other day.
It's one hit in 20 at-bats. One more hit. In 20 at-bats, that's all. It's all the difference. So you think about where we are with humanity right now in the culture, as hurting as it is. And even in the midst of all this stuff, what I see is people naturally looking up, Jim. They're looking up because they know the answer isn't at the Oval Office, at the White House. It isn't at the State House. It is up. God is the answer. Because the fact of the matter is, he's true to his word and his character, and he says, look to me because your redemption draws nigh, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. He redeems all that he allows. And one way he's redeeming this pandemic is to show us that we're mortal. One of the ways he's redeeming the economic crisis to show us we can't count on money. He's using all of that to draw people to himself. Now it's our privilege to join him in that. Every single day, say, Lord, use me today. Holy Spirit, use me today. Speak through me. Use my words. Use my actions. Draw people to Jesus. Help me to be like Jesus. If we'll pray that, God will answer that prayer. We'll plant trees we never sit under, and we'll make an eternal difference in the midst of the present crisis.
And that's exactly it, is the choices between the temporal and the eternal. Are we going to choose the eternal things of life and let go of those temporal things? Because those are fading away. I mean, that's just to your point. This is what's happening. All the temporal is going through, it's slipping through our hands, and and here it is, the opportunity to have a redemptive do-over, so to speak, and live in the eternal. You know, I appreciated this about Donald Trump when he came into office, and I share this story because people that I knew who knew him, that were very close to him, would say repeatedly when he first came into the Oval Office, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? And what happened was the administration and the country responded. I mean, he was probably one of the greatest job-creating presidents we've ever had. Well, you know, I believe that our mantra should be, how are we doing with the eternal? How are we doing with the eternal? If our focus is on the eternal, then we're going to start seeing eternal fruit, are we not?
Absolutely, and that's the best way to live in the present. The best way to live today is to be ready for eternity tomorrow. That means I'm going to forgive people I need to forgive, seek forgiveness where I need to seek forgiveness, repent of sin, refuse sin. If I knew I was going to meet Jesus tomorrow, what would I change today? I should change that today, and one day I'll be right.
Well, you know, and to your point in all this, Jim, is that people are saying, you know, even Dr. Billy Graham, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, said, yes, these are the last of the last days. Okay, well, what does that mean, the last of the last days? That means Jesus is soon and very soon. He's coming back. And are we prepared? Or are we going to be like that that proverb, of the people that were ill-prepared when, you know, the landowner came to claim his due?
And he's going to come, isn't he? I saw a bumper sticker the other day that said, Jesus is coming back. Look busy. Point being, be ready today. It's the best way to live today. And
see,
but that's
the problem.
Eternal significance.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's the problem. Look busy. You don't want to look, but you want to be busy.
Exactly.
About the Father's work. That's what it is, right?
Okay, that's the difference. That's exactly right. Cannot measure the eternal significance of present faithfulness. If we will be faithful today, every seed we plant, God will use for eternal purpose. The difference is we're not here to look busy. We're here to be busy and be busy about his work. Be busy about my Father's business, as Jesus said.
Well, and you think about this, Jim Dennis, and look at, you know, we're talking this in some sense as an aspirational context. But understand that it's our heart's desire to be beyond the aspiration, to absolutely realize God's promises. And the challenge that we have here in this plane to live out our destiny as God has purposed for us. And it's not easy. And I understand how people can say to me, oh, Bill, you're such a hypocrite. You know, I go, you know, I'm doing the best. I really am doing the best I can. And every day I wake up to try to do better.
And trust the Holy Spirit to help you be what he wants you to be. If you'll desire to do that as you work, he'll work. You're exactly right. I can't be like Jesus in my strength, but I can seek to be like Jesus, and then the Holy Spirit uses me in ways I could never imagine being used otherwise. He won't use me if I won't let him. He won't lead me if I won't follow. He won't give if I won't receive. So let's pray to be like Jesus today.
Well, and again, we're blessed by what's happening in Texas. These great stories, Dak Prescott, Jim. What's the name of his retail outlet? And I should know it because his outlet, his mattress store outlet there. Jim,
I should know that as well. Jim McElveen is his name. Yeah.
Yeah, the Houston. He's out there in Houston, this furniture store, and his heart, and so many others. There, you know, grocery stores, retail outlets that have been reaching out and being kind at a time when, kindness is reigning there in Texas. So God bless Texas, and God bless Dr. Jim Dennison. Thank you, sir.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL,
a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Fry.
A BNSF train and an 18-wheeler truck collided in Cameron, Texas, causing a large explosion and fire. According to Milam County Judge Steve Young, the crash happened before 7 a.m. Tuesday. Young says the 18-wheeler hit the train, causing 14 train cars to derail. However, the driver of the 18-wheeler survived, and all personnel on the train are okay. The wife of notorious longtime drug kingpin El Chapo on Tuesday was ordered held without bond pending trial, one day after she was arrested at Dulles International Airport for alleged international drug trafficking. 31-year-old Emma Espiro faces a charge of conspiracy to distribute 1 kilogram or more of heroin, 5 kilograms or more of cocaine, 1,000 kilograms or more of marijuana, and 500 grams or more of methamphetamines. President Trump has submitted a statement of appeal to an oversight board funded by Facebook in a bid to rejoin the platform. The decision is expected to take around 2.5 months. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, you're going. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
You know, it's moments and times. Every once in a while, we come at that crossroads where the moments are more significant. And when those moments are more significant, the choice is much more consequential, whether it has to do with an election that we just went through, other choices in life that we expand. And I appreciate what Danny Gokey is singing there. What a great lyric to remind us that, you know, choices matter. And some even more so than others. And, you know, this is where we pray for God's wisdom that whatever choices are before us this day, that they are the right choices. We were talking with Dr. Jim Dennison a moment ago. And to have a discerning heart between deciding what is eternal, what's temporal, what is really most consequential. That's the opportunity that is before us today. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. Dan Perkins joins us now, my good friend. Here also a fellow Floridian. We live in a state that is not locked down, that is known for his, you know, for our governor, who is quite reasonable and I think been quite an example and probably a bit of a pain for those blue state governors that have not handled, you know, this pandemic as well as, you know, Ron DeSantis has. Dan, what do you say?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question, but I'm going to say thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be on with one of my ambassadors for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.
Amen.
Let me put you on the spot and ask you this question. Is Ron DeSantis a candidate for 2024 if Trump doesn't run?
Oh, gosh. You know, I hope not, only because I think that, you know, we need him here as a governor. I think he's in his wheelhouse here. I think some things really have to, there needs to be some major retrofitting within the body politics, within the Republican Party or conservatism, that, you know, I would not want to expend that asset when, you know, he doesn't really have a fair chance to win. The whole system right now is rigged. And I'm not talking right. about the election. I'm talking about the bureaucracy itself. I mean, when mm-hmm. when they are talking about when it, you know, the House of Representatives controlled by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, and they're talking about passing this new bill, which is, you know, it's absurd, you know, on its face. It's called the American Rescue Plan. It's not the American Rescue Plan. It's the Democratic Rescue Plan. Come on. You know, and the Democrats are real good at wordsmithing. You know, whatever it is that they tell you that they're offering is exact. It's the opposite. You know, like Nancy Pelosi right. called it the Affordable Care Act. Oh, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. Well, right. they passed it. We found out what was in it. It was a nightmare. And it was far right. from being affordable. Okay, so
right.
at some point, the people have to wise up enough to say, look, we're not going to put up with this stuff. You either give it to us straight or not. Our founding father said that legislation should be presented in such a way that it's easily understood. It's so complicated. It's so many pages that because it comes with all these other ramifications, you know, like here we are talking $1.9 trillion for COVID relief. COVID relief, baloney. You know, it's all partisan. It's about paying favors. I've even been trying to find out, Dan, and doing a deep dive on it to figure out, okay, where's this other money? Because initially we found out, oh, a lot of money was going overseas to things that had nothing to do with COVID. And you're going, wait a minute,
right.
why are we worried about what's going on in India right now? And it has nothing to do with COVID, but it has something to do with abortion or whatever. It's also spurious and frustrating, but the people, the voters, the taxpayers, have got to revolt enough that the Democrats can hear once and for all loud and clear. And I was hoping this was going to happen in the 2020 election. But, it still remains a mystery to us. And the Democrats missed out on the message. And as I said earlier, you know, like sin, it's one of those deals like the Pennzoil commercial. You can pay me now or pay me later. The idea is that when you pay later, it's much more complicated, much more expensive. And I believe in the Democratic Party, this is what's going to happen to them. I still believe that that they're going, you know, it's a little bit of a surprise that the Republicans, frankly, you know, are so disrupted right now. But it's probably a good thing, you know, that they're cleaning out, you know, some of the stuff and finding out that whose yes is yes and whose no is no. You know, what can I count on right now? And the Republican Party has been infiltrated by people who are mushy, that really do not believe in conservatism. They're in the middle. They love the D.C., you know, Beltway cocktail parties and that circuit and, you know, everything that goes along with that package instead of being true servants of the people. So, I mean, that's a very long answer, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to dodge it, but I just think that for Ron DeSantis, he's a quality individual down the road, but I'd like to make sure there were, you know, cleanups on aisle 1, 3, 5, and 9 before I put him out there.
Okay. Interesting release yesterday from Brass Mutant, the polling company, which I followed for years.
Yes.
There seems to be buyer remorse about Joe Biden.
Oh, without a doubt. Oh, yeah.
58.
That was almost from day one. Yeah, go ahead.
58% of the people responded that they were disappointed that Joe Biden wasn't as moderate as he tried to position himself to be. Mm-hmm. And that they don't know where he's going. And so, you know, in 30 days, he got the majority of the eligible voters who participated in the poll to say he basically lied to us, and we bought it, and we're stuck with it. But I find it amazing, Bill, that we have, by and large, and this is a kind of a huge generalization, but by and large, the conservative Republicans have not capitulated to the liberal Democrats. They're challenging them all the time, every day, on everything. And now the 300 judges that were appointed by Donald Trump are beginning to come into the play because there are now suits being filed against various executive orders in the courts and part of that agenda. But if you look at the quote, the promises that Joe Biden made during the campaign, he's not lived up to any of them and is basically saying publicly, gee, I don't think I can get $15 an hour minimum wage through, or I don't think I can get $50,000 forgiveness of college loans through, and on and on. So
yeah, what about the $2,000 of COVID relief that was going to go to every household, right?
Oh, yeah, and it still hasn't happened, and it's not going to be $2,000.
And that's huge, unless. And that's huge. That is a huge deal. I mean, you hear from people. I mean, this is one of the first things I hear, where's my $2,000? No, you bought my vote. You bought my vote for $2,000. I gave it to you, and chump, you didn't deliver.
Yeah, he hasn't delivered yet, and may not, because the Senate is basically tied, and Kamala Harris will be the tiebreaker as the president pro tem of the Senate if you have a 50-50 vote. But Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, has already told the leadership, if you bring us a bill with a $15 minimum wage, I'm not going to vote for it.
Exactly.
Well, then that's now 51-49 Republicans. Democrats lose on the entire stimulus package. So they're trying to govern as if they've got a huge majority, and they have no majority in the Senate. It's a tie. And they've got about six votes in the House. And I saw an article last night that said seven votes would make a difference. Meaning, if the Republicans can hold their own and flip six votes in the House and one vote in the Senate, they get control.
Right. Well, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats and Schumer are dancing on the head of a pin. There's no doubt about it. It is very icy where they are. But I want to go back to what you said earlier. This is critical about the judges that were appointed by Donald Trump. You know, God bless them, because there's going to be more things coming their way. And some are already exercising, you know, some fortitude and courage there and taking a stand on behalf of we the people. Sadly, the Supreme Court didn't do as much. You know, and even the Supreme Court and Justice Roberts has to get the team together and say, look, you know, these are different times. We're just not going to be able to sit
IBM.
Back.
IBM is committing to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 to further its long-standing work to address the global climate crisis. The company will prioritize actual reductions in its emissions, energy efficiency efforts, and increased clean energy use across the more than 175 countries where it operates. To achieve this goal, IBM will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 65% by 2025, procure 75% of the electricity it consumes worldwide from renewable sources by 2025, and reach 90% of IBM's electricity coming from renewable sources. Jim Whitehurst, IBM president, says,
while IBM is advancing our efforts to fight COVID-19, we also know that we can't put the climate emergency on the back burner. That's why we're announcing this pledge to reach net zero emissions in less than a decade. IBM will continue applying our most powerful technologies and expertise to fight the global climate crisis.
For more information, visit ibm.com/environment.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, Dan Perkins is with us. Dan CPAC this weekend, and the buzz is all about Donald Trump. I mean, you know, it's amazing. As much as the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi did everything they could to torment this president and the people that elected him, you know, 4 years nonstop, and that wasn't enough. It was like Monty Python. Donald Trump is dead. I mean, we got to really make him really dead. You know, so we're going to impeach him even as a citizen. I mean, how ludicrous. It became so obvious what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have lowered themselves, and yet they're the ones that talk about, you know, civility, and they, you know, how these managers, these impeachment managers, did a great job, and these are guys that, you know, could be working somewhere else. Maybe they should, and maybe because if the Bar Association had any respect for themselves, they would disbar these knuckleheads for how they mishandled evidence, how they presented themselves, even though it was a political court of law nonetheless. I mean, they broke every caveat, every legal caveat you could come up with, by Eric Swalwell lying about evidence, manipulating, you know, keeping information away from the defense. This is just an absolute disgusting display of, people who are elected officials that, you know, should be an example to the rest of us. And what kind of damage did they put into the bloodstream, into the political bloodstream on both sides, that, oh, it's okay to lie, cheat, and do things? Dan, I've been in broadcasting most of my life. You could never, back in the days, you couldn't take a sound bite and adjust it and manipulate it. If you did, the FCC was going to be all over you. They levied serious fines on broadcast institutions, broadcast companies, for manipulating evidence like what they did, you know, willy-nilly during this impeachment trial.
Yeah, I think that I'm surprised that the trial actually went through, given the constitutional provisions of what an impeachment is for. There's nothing in the impeachment language that says that you can impeach a private citizen, even though they held public office prior to.
Well, they set a precedent now, didn't they? They set a precedent now, right?
Oh,
I mean, because years down the road, it's going to be a Democrat, and the Democrats are going to, oh, no, no. So wait a minute. You did it to Donald Trump.
So I think that as we were talking in the break, if you look at it, the Republicans in 2020 need to hold their 50 seats and get one Democrat to win over one Democrat seat, and they now control the Senate. Mm-hmm. In the midterm elections, they only have to get out six seats from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party, and they have control of the House. Now, if you look at that and you say, assuming that there are people in the Republican-controlled House have the courage to do this, if the House committees looked at Hunter Biden and his father's relationship and the money that went to the father's foundation, some $60 million, of which $30 million was never accounted for, where it came from, quote, anonymous donors, you could have the sitting president being impeached as the sitting vice president when he was vice president for corruption. So you could,
right,
you could theoretically have that happen now, because they've decided to say that that you can be held accountable for your sins even though you're no longer in office. Well, Biden was no longer vice president. He's now president, but they could,
right,
under what the Democrats have done, they could impeach him for what he did as, mm-hmm, vice president of the United States. And I would love to see that happen. I don't know whether it will or not, but as you said, the Democrats have clearly set the precedent,
right,
for it to happen by the quick impeachment on Donald Trump.
I wouldn't want to see it happen if it's at the expense of serving the people. This is an opportunity for Republicans to channel what happened under Newt Gingrich as the leader with his Contract of America. And the Republicans need to be focused on an end goal here and what they're going to do, how they're going to serve the people. That has been missing, you know, and I think if Republicans, if they are given another opportunity, and I say Republicans with a conservative mindset and commitment, mm-hmm, if they're given another opportunity to do this, then they need to codify as much as possible in their platform and in their principles, and like you and I talked about with Donald Trump, you know, how are we doing with jobs? They need to be single focused on being about the people's, you know, the people's interest. Donald Trump tried to keep them focused on this, but unfortunately, the party was a bit disparate, and it didn't serve itself well to that end goal. They were given that opportunity because even in spite of that, look at what the administration was able to accomplish in terms of job creation,
right,
energy independence, Israel, Middle East agreements. Of course, all that's been put on hold now. We had, what, four, maybe five, you know, countries, Arab nations heretofore that wanted nothing to do with Israel, or saying, hey, look, I'm ready to make peace for the common good. This is all done, mm-hmm, you know, because of the strategy and because of the heart of one Donald Trump and the people that, mm-hmm, he had working for him. And all that now is on hold under Joe Biden, who claims that, you know, Donald Trump was an absolute disaster. Just, boy, if that's a disaster, I want more of the disaster. How about you?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And it is amazing to see. I think the stuff that we talked about in the first half of the segment, when I talked about the buyer's remorse already in just past 30 days, I wonder why we are so naive as a nation that we will listen to what the Democrats say, even though a significant number of us know that they're lying. But a significant number will just vote for them because there's a large D after their name.
Exactly.
Is that really what it comes down to? Is that no matter what he did for black people, women, minorities, in terms of jobs and pay and economic growth, there's not a D after his name. And, mm-hmm, and we're looking at what's going on in our country that we're rejecting the best economy the nation has ever had for communists and socialists who want to undo everything that happened. And we are surprised as a nation that the Democrats wanted to do that, except he told us they wanted to do that. They were very blatant right. about how they wanted to change the country and change the Constitution. And yet we still, as a nation, even though it's probably corruption, allowed for it to happen that we elected a socialist who doesn't show up to work every day of the week as president of the United States.
Well, I don't know who elected, frankly. I have a question. Who elected him? I'm sorry. You know, cancel me, but that question is still out there. And I think most people, you know, they want to, you know, reason that together. Because look at, even in the primaries, Dan, when they took this message out amongst their own people, their own Democrats, I think the best they could get was about 30% approval. So if you could only get 30% approval with the policies and what you were talking about whenever you talked about it, because mostly it was about how much we hate Donald Trump. It was more, you know, about vilifying Donald Trump than it was about their ideas. But the ideas that they laid out there, only about 30% of Democrats agreed with it. So what happened? What happened from the primaries to the general that now gave them over 80 million votes to say, hey, he's our guy. You know, here's a guy that operated out of a bunker, had a hard time completing a sentence, holding a thought together. I mean, it was embarrassing. I mean, I felt for the guy. What are we doing? I mean, this is almost amounts to elder abuse by putting him in that position. But, right. you know, and he gets elected, and he's already, and it's not like he doesn't have any history. He has 50 years of history. We saw what happened with what he did under Barack Obama as vice president, what the Democratic policies did. I mean, Jimmy Carter was grateful for Obama Biden because suddenly his administration didn't look so bad.
True. And yet, I don't know if you heard this last week. There were two days last week where Biden shut down the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being facetious somehow, but he wanted to take a nap, but he was not going to visit with anybody. He's not going to have any appointments. He was just going to walk around the grounds and enjoy the White House. And he was just a good old Uncle Joe and nothing to worry about. And he was doing his job, but he needed to take a little time off. And so I'm amazed at the American people, but I guess what I've come to realize is just how powerful and ingrained and in depth the deep state is in this country.
Of course. I mean, and it's all being covered or not covered, however you want to do it. I mean, they're undercover, I should say, or he's undercover by the establishment media in ignoring the obvious. I mean, some of these things, they can't help themselves. I mean, they have to report on it because it's just so profound. I mean, like the Cuomo deal. I mean, they avoided what happened in New York for the longest time. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, God, you know, I guess we got to report on it. But even then, it is amazing to me. Even Fox News, I mean, over the weekend, one of the reporters, the way she handled this in the cover that she gave to Cuomo, and immediately she wanted to sidestep and talk about Trump. It's like, well, you know, that's embarrassing, and it's way too obvious. Dan Perkins, as always, we appreciate the insight, buddy. Look forward to having you back. Take care.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542. Power Grid.